What, you dare me
what,
to make
you,
it about
dare
feminism?
Me to make it about feminism?
Because I can make it about
because
feminism.
I can make it about feminism.
You are now listening you to the Feminist Bar Podcast. Feminist Bar Podcast.
If you've been here from the beginning, you already know what that is. I won't be explaining any further. What's good? What's popping? Welcome to the Feminist Bar Podcast with your host, Tina Tswemaka. Oh my goodness, do I have a good excuse for my inconsistency? Absolutely. But I think I've just reached a point in my life where I'm working on so many things and I love all of them so deeply and passionately that I have accepted that sometimes the podcast may have to suffer. And maybe that means that I'm going to be giving you guys even more fire content. Come on, 2024. Like, this is really one of my goals. Anyway, what's good? What's popping? Thank you for tuning in. Thank you guys for always tuning in. Despite the inconsistency, I have not noticed any like decrease in listeners. In fact, it's the opposite. And I really appreciate you, and you make this community and this space special, and you make it exactly what it is. So I'm back with another pleasure episode. As you'll see, the episode notes have a beautiful, beautiful anonymous link that you can use here today. Everyone gets an anonymous link. And I asked you guys to tell me a little bit about your women loving women, your queer girl on girl lesbian encounters, whether or not you now identify as queer. And I got some pretty interesting stories from you guys. And what made it even better is that some of you then came forward and narrated these stories. So without further ado, let's fucking hear them.
Thanks, Tina. Hey, I've been married for about 3 years now. Before I say this, I'd like to say I love my husband very much. However, growing up, I was very shielded and never really knew why I felt the way I felt towards women. It started off very innocently in high school with other girls, light fondling and kissing. Then, throughout university, I was dating my current husband. I did not mention this to anyone because I felt as though I'd be seen as loose or wild. Sex with him doesn't feel like sex. It feels like a job. I haven't had a female-to-female experience in my marriage because I consider that cheating, and I'll never hurt him like that. But recently, we've had talk about trying a threesome. Female, male, female. He seems open to it. I doesn't know that the reason for this is because sexually, I'm just not attracted to him.
Hello, I'm a married woman, but think I'm bisexual. I sometimes look at other women and feel turned on. I imagine them sucking my breasts and touching me till I come. I would really want to get it on with another woman. Just fantasizing about it gets me horny and high. I don't know how to get my husband to agree to a threesome, but for my pleasure with another woman. I have fantasies about having sex with another woman, and I think I can really reach an orgasm.
Hey, Tina. I've loved my new adventures with women. The emotional intelligence, knowing how to listen to how the body's feeling, and giving as much as they take is awesome. I don't think I'll stop having sex with women. My husband thinks it's a girl's night out, but we are going at it, and I have no regrets. I wish that I had not rushed into marriage. It's the bottom of the barrel. Men are not the prize. I envy single women. Also, I'm planning to divorce and leave for the UK with the girl. Plans are in motion.
I'm married to a man. Pure Makoti daughter-in-law. Absolutely adore my husband. He's just everything to me. I had one encounter with a woman prior to our marriage, which I did share details with my husband, which he was shocked by, as he always saw me in a different light. The sexual encounter was exciting and it was very liberating, which I would engage in again. I have shared that detail with husband, which again, he was shocked by, but agreed that it would be exciting to see. Let's see where all this goes. Hey Tina, there's things I did secretly with fellow girls as a child, but I put it all behind me because of how such relationships are demonized by the church. I had serious crushes when girls in high school, but I couldn't act on them because the policies were strict, and then again, religion. It was only late last year, after reading experiences of other queers online and deconstructing homophobic theology, that I started to accept the possibility that I just might be bisexual. The first person I came out to was my partner at the time, male. Unfortunately, he kept putting pressure on me to find a female partner, as though by not dating two people of different genders at the same time, I was somehow incomplete. I've never felt so misunderstood in my life. We later broke up for unrelated reasons, but I was still deeply offended by how much he kept asking me to find a woman, even though I told him severally that the fact that I was attracted to women did not mean I needed to have one just then. I was offended because he was not listening to me, not honoring my experience. Plus, there are things you can always find out or misconceptions you can always correct with a simple Google search. All the same, last month, I went out on a date and spent some time, you know, in that sense, with a woman for the first time in my life. All factors considered, they were pleasant experiences. Although I was unable to commit to a relationship, as I still have a few issues going that would make me a less than healthy partner to have. I still think about her a lot. I kind of miss her. And I think that if ever I am to get back on the dating scene, I would definitely be more open to seeing more women. At the same time, I'm still largely in the closet, and I've only confided in a few close friends.
Hi. A few years back, my then best friend and I kissed just for fun. I realized I had feelings for her. We would kiss and make out till it started getting out of hand and we had to stop. I haven't been that intimate with a woman since, but I do fantasize about being with one. I masturbate to lesbian porn more than straight porn. I'm in a heterosexual relationship though. I'm bi-curious, I guess.
Hey there. I personally, I'm in Bulawayo, trying to find a stud to try some things out. And I think I am bi, but I have a type. I'm currently in a relationship with a guy, but I crave a woman. Help, please.
Hi. So my very first sexual encounter was with a girl. We were 13. I'm older now, and when you feel sexual attraction for men, it confuses me. Because my encounter with a girl felt so good. I don't know what it is about me, but any gun can shoot.
Hey there. When I was in primary school, 8 to 9 years, I explored with only one girl. We kissed and sucked boobs, nothing really deep. Haven't done anything with any other girl till date. I like watching transgender porn, and I think I like a few studs from afar. I met up with the girl I kissed in primary school recently. I'm 26 now, and she says she's heterosexual, but kissed a few girls once in a while. I'm really interested in exploring things, probably kissing her, but not sure I'm ready to process the aftermath.
Hi, Tina. So, I haven't had any encounters with other women, but lately I've been getting more and more attracted to women. I just used to brush it off, but now it's more intense. So I just wanted to know if there's a safe space or hangout place for bi women in Harare. Would really love to go there and connect with someone. Thank you. Hi, Tina. I haven't physically engaged with another woman, but oh man, it makes me hot just to think about it. I think I will mostly enjoy the softness. I think maybe I will finally experience an orgasm given by someone else. I'm married, and I know that fantasy might never happen. So best bet is to watch as much lesbian porn as I can.
Hey! So before I got married, I explored with a really close friend of mine. I was in Zimbabwe, so it was a huge secret, but we experimented for a while. I still get wet every time I think about it. We are still good friends and live on different continents and are both married to men. I enjoy lesbian erotica, and there are a couple of ladies on the timeline I fantasize about, but I love my husband and would never leave him. I think I might be heteromantic, but bisexual. Is that the term when you prefer to be in relationships with men but enjoy sex with both? Enjoy it more with girls, though. P.S. If this gets linked to me, I will die 1,000 deaths.
Hey, girl. I've accepted I'm attracted to women, but I'm an adult with no experience, and I don't want to embarrass myself at some lady's place. I'll also never come out as that. Would cause more harm than good.
Hey. I've been married for 3 years now. I still miss my ex-girlfriend. I have never experienced an intense kiss with men. I watch porn to get aroused. I take herbs to boost my libido, just to be the good wife. I'm afraid to leave my husband. The quality of life for queer people in Zimbabwe is uninspiring.
Hey girl, I knew I was a lesbian since childhood, but you know how it is out here. I was raised in a Christian household, so there was a lot of pressure to stay straight, both from society around me and myself. Self-hate and guilt kept me isolated for so many years, until I went to college and met my first love. I was 18, and the rest is history. A proud lesbian, polyamory, living her best life in one of the African countries. If you are reading this, be kind to yourself, and you are not alone.
Hey sis, I always knew I was bi. I'd had sexual relationships with women before. You know, one night stands, friends with benefits, and a woman threesome. But when I met Mercy, I wasn't sure whether she was straight or queer. She was so cold at first, the serious kind, so I didn't talk to her much. But we've been together for a year now.
Hey babe, my experience was a little weird because it was with my workmate. After work, we would go out to relax and have drinks and just conversation. We became so close and even talked about what happened in our bedrooms with our husbands. This other Friday, my husband was not around and we got drunk, and the sex was something else. Now, we just make out, no one knows about this, and we're both married. New work meet Yango after work, to know and out, relax, have some drinks, chat, and we became so close talking bedroom stuff about our hubbies. This at the Friday, hubby was not around, and we drank until we're drunk. The sex was something else. Up to now, we do make out, no one knows, we're both married. Hey Tina, I'm not straight, but then I'm socially forced to present that way. I strongly feel that there's a lot to lose if I ever come out, so I've shelved that. Because I could come out and then not get into any meaningful relationship with a woman after I've staked a lot of things in relationships, my safety as well. Then, I haven't had the chance to get intimate with women, but I do think about it a lot and hope for it. The problem is that I don't have access to other queer women, or at least those who want to explore. I'm scared of getting married without exploring this avenue.
Hey girl, so I have something to share. I'm bisexual, but my parents don't know. I think my boyfriend has an idea. I once had situations where I'd kiss girls and a bit of boob play, and that's as far as I went. I know I'd enjoy sex with girls more than I do with my own boyfriend, but I just don't know where to start.
Hey, I was 8 when I first kissed a girl. I spent the rest of my 20s yearning for a woman, but never having the courage to approach one. It finally happened after I turned 30. I met this beautiful black woman who was amazing. I think I probably got an orgasm the first time she kissed me. We spent the whole night kissing and touching and, dot, dot, dot. I'm bisexual and sex with women is out of this world. once you figure out how to scissor properly.
Hi, Tina. So I've always been attracted to women, but never in a way where I would date one or anything like that. So when I was in varsity, I got drunk and explored with two girls, one at the student residence and the other at a bar in the bathroom. My partner knows about these incidents and said he's worried I'll cheat with a woman. I still low-key lust over women in my relationship. Everyone in my DMs is a woman. Hi, Tina. I'm a married woman. I've been with many women in my life, and I absolutely love sex with women. My husband knows, and he's sexually open and has been with men as well, so it's chill. We've discussed threesomes, which we'll definitely do. I've also made it clear I want a wife for myself in a few years. Lol. Sex with women is mind-blowing, and I'm glad I'm with a partner who just gets it.
Hey, here's my story. I remember doing it with my cousin when I was in high school, several times. At school, I would have little crushes on girls, but I would like boys too. During university days, I got into a relationship with a girl, but secretly, for a really long time. The sex part, I can't say much, but it was goated. And I had to accept I was the B in the alphabet. And I really want to keep doing it, as I had to come to terms with my sexuality.
That was spicy. Do you know what I love about like feminism and what I love about just like knowing our and seeing, I mean, the place that we've been put in the world and just being like, fuck that. We're going to talk about sex. These are our stories. This is what I'm going to do with my life. I love that. I love that for us. It is so empowering. First and foremost, as always, thank you for your contributions and for sharing your stories, of liberation, of empowerment, of living on your terms. That is beautiful, and I am forever grateful. Let's talk about some of the things that I have learned and some of the things that I continue to realize, some of the things that are very true about sex and sexuality, especially amongst like African households. Like, first things first, people are not having orgasms. The orgasm gap is huge. And even when I'm listening now to you guys as you're sharing these like queer experiences, these first time queer experiences, like deep within the queer experiences, whatever part of the journey you're in, like there is a common theme of like men co-opting like women's sexuality. Like someone was talking about coming out as queer and their partner making that about them for a very long time, which is very concerning, because how do you have any space for yourself? Like, how can you even hold space for yourself within like your queer journey if the person that you're in a relationship with is centering themselves in that the whole time? And I guess, you know, this, if you're listening to this and you're wondering, you know, maybe there's a queer, maybe there's a this and this and this, like I'm so sorry, like I just like do not advise allowing men any control into that part of your life. Don't let them co-opt that journey for you. That is a journey that you want to have by yourself. You don't want to be having threesomes just because your man wants to have threesomes. And I think we've spoken about this a lot, but even the way that like patriarchy has taught us to look at relationships and intimacy and sex and pleasure, it's so aggressive and toxic and unhealthy, and like there's so much objectification and so little emotion and appreciation for like our bodies and the different like ways and sizes that they look like, the different ways that people relate to like their body parts and, you know, even like their genitalia. Like, and I think to fully appreciate that within like your queer journey, you need to sit with yourself for a second. So yeah, that's on men co-opting career journeys. And you know, another thing, you know, that I wanted to say, which is the last thing, is I really am in solidarity and I completely empathize and understand all of those people who are talking about they are queer but they may never get to be queer. It's so unfair. My only and biggest hope is that that changes for you and your circumstances. I don't know where you're listening to this from. I don't know where you made your submission from. So I'm not going to be the one to say, oh, just live your life fearlessly and then it will manifest. I can't say that because that's not the reality. But I can hope that that will change for you one day, because I think we all deserve freedom. And some of these stories and even people talking about not being able to fully come into their queerness, I think is just a testament to the success of the bigotry and the hatred of patriarchy. And personally, that lights my shit up. That's the reason I wake up every morning. So yeah, again, I still thank you guys. I wanna thank you guys for tuning in. I love you. Give them hell. Make them pay. And I'll see you next time.